Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 15, 2018. My thoughts on Twitter the 15th of May 2018. Rabbi Yehuda Bari Alter, the Admir of Ger, stressed in Sefatimeh, True Tongue, Israel's unity induces great salvations and removes all the slanderers. Rabbi Shmuel Bornstein wrote in Shemmi Shmuel, an aim out of Samuel, when Israel are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil. Great Jewish leaders throughout the ages circulated this message however they could. Rabbi Kalman Kalimus wrote in Morvah Shemesh, Light and Sun, when there are love, unity, and friendship between each other in Israel, no calamity can come upon them. Until we achieve a certain quality and quantity of positive connection above all our differences, we can expect tensions to continue rising. The unique role the people of Israel have toward the world, to connect as one man with one heart and provide a positive example of connection to humanity, that is, to be a light unto nations. Fulfilling this role can protect the people of Israel from trouble. Until we achieve a certain quality and quantity of positive connection above all our differences, we can expect tensions to continue rising. After periods of Israel warring with all neighboring countries in its radius, its current enemy on duty, which warns and gives it no respite, is Iran. By showing an example of unity, Israel will fulfill its mission of being a light unto the nations, as the head of the spiritual part, Suf, soul. Relative the body, to humanity. Unity must spread to all nations and the Creator's revelation in all its might happens precisely in them. Paradise without men. In the news, the point sky, when Christina Roth isn't busy catching flights, she somehow manages to head up an all-female island. That's right, an island for women only. Roth is the founder of Super She Island, a health-focused luxury destination off of Finland that's exclusive to women. For Roth, the island is solely for encouraging women to build themselves up to be confident enough to do whatever they want in life. Her ultimate goal is to gather women from around the world to come together to relax and grow. But don't assume Roth hates men, she doesn't. As she puts it, being on vacation with men can sometimes be a distraction for women, whether it's to put on a swipe of lipstick or grab for a cover-up. According to Roth, women tend to be sidetracked by the presence of men and therefore she wanted to give women another option in focusing on and reinventing themselves. Question: is a woman's paradise without men possible? Answer: in principle, women in our time can independently provide themselves with everything necessary. Therefore, the question is really different: is there an inner psychological and spiritual need for the relationship between women and men? We follow our desires, forgetting that we live in the vast system of interaction. It is no coincidence that nature created us this way. At the beginning of evolution, the first primitive organisms were unisexual. Then there was a division into two parts, and these parts, precisely on reciprocity and oppositeness, complement each other at all levels and in all aspects, physiological, physical, moral, and spiritual. Together they reveal the upper force between them. Speaking in the language of Kabbalah, in the correct conjugation between the quality of bestowal and the quality of reception, a birth of spiritual progeny takes place, or revelation of the Creator. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, the 13th of February 2018. Eurovision. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, the 14th of May 2018. Thank you so much for accepting differences between us. Thank you for celebrating diversity, were the words of Israel's new source of pride, Netta Barzilai, upon her victory in this year's Eurovision. However, I believe that next year's event holds a much greater opportunity for this message to become reality. As Netta's victory positions Jerusalem as the contest's next venue, It creates a perfect setting for Israel to display the true treasure the world expects to receive from it, the gift of unity and human connection above all differences. Imagine next year's Eurovision as an event whose theme is global unity and common humanity. An event that goes beyond a musical contest, to demonstrate and celebrate our natural connection as human beings. Specifically in a place like Jerusalem, which symbolizes great division and conflict, such an event would have an incredibly positive impact. But the physical place would not be the only reason for it. The true birth story of the people of Israel is, in fact, rooted in global unity. 3,800 years ago, representatives from all the various groups, tribes, and clans living in ancient Babylon decided to come together under the principle of unity above differences. They developed a way of life where they continually make an effort to rise above their egoistic differences and celebrate the natural connection that binds all human beings together. In other words, the original grouping of people called Israel was a mini-model of global unity. Today, there is a deep-seated demand in the heart of humanity that the people of Israel will rediscover their vocation. This is why many people feel an unexplained sentiment towards the Jewish people, which sometimes comes out in very negative ways. If we manage to catch the hint from Netta's success and turn the euphoric sense of joy into positive action, showing the key to the unity of humanity, then, regardless of who creates the best musical performance, the entire world will win the next Eurovision. The society into the whole world will flow into. It will have all the forms of the government of a state. In this manner, even if the framework of this institution will contain the entire world, and the brute force government will be revoked, nothing will need to be changed, in both government and work. Baal HaSulam, the last generation, an altruistic organization develops by testing all sorts of methods, gradually exploring how to operate more correctly. It does not matter whether it includes 10 people or 10,000. In both cases, such a society is united as one organism. The quantity does not become quality, and vice versa, the 10 is always a 10. Moreover, if there are 10,000 around this 10, they are still considered the same 10. Therefore, if 10 people in attainment of the upper world accept society's management upon themselves, all the others can slowly come and join this small organization, obeying its laws. This is a gradually accumulative process that will lead to the whole world will flow into its framework and the power of the brutal force will disappear completely. Question. Baal HaSulam writes, nothing will need to be changed, in both government and work. Does that mean that the form of management will remain unchanged? Answer, if all systems are in absolute agreement with each other, and the general system consisting of them is similar to the 10 sephirot that constantly retain the basic laws, systems do not change. Quantity does not become quality, just the small systems connecting to the general one acquire the same quality. Question, does this mean that the system will work on the same principle, only the quantitative changes will happen around it? Answer, there will be no quantitative changes. Even if 10,000 people work in the organization, they will not feel that there are 10,000 of them, because the unification absorbs everything. Question. Will the small altruistic organization change after the 10 starts to change? Answer, no, it will only expand, reveal, explain, and promote its activities. From CAPT Program The Last Generation, the 30th of October 2017. Physical body and soul. Question. Is the human physical body part of creation? Answer, the physical body is not a part of creation and has nothing to do with the soul. You can do anything with your body, but the soul develops according to its own specific laws. Question, what does it mean when it is written that the sparks of the soul fell into this world and dressed in bodies? Answer, this world only means egoism. Therefore, the sparks of the soul fell not into this world and not into the bodies, but into egoism. Our body and what we observe, see, and perceive with our five corporeal senses belongs to the animate level. Kabbalah says nothing about the animate level. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 14th of January 2018. How to get rid of fears in life. Question: how can one get rid of fears in life? I have been looking for the truth for a long time, I understand a lot, but I cannot get rid of my fears. Answer: we need fears. They always push us forward. Therefore, you need to change egoistic fears to altruistic ones, to fear separation from the Creator, failing to achieve the goal and positive connection with people. If you shift your fears to the arena of bestowal and love, you will lose the fear of getting hurt or that someone can harm you. Work toward the positive, outside of yourself, outwardly, toward people, and then nothing negative will become from people toward you. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 7, 2018.